Katie Couric is going to be taking over for on Jeopardy.
Katie Couric?
Uh-huh.
Is that official now?
Looks like it.
No. I wanted
it's
Ken Jennings.
Choice. Well, I just wanted somebody who makes sense, who has like a little bit of a sense of humor. She's very, very dry, not funny.
Well, Alex wasn't funny.
Well, no, Alex had a personality. Yeah, no, are you kidding me? I watched Alex Trebek every day on Classic Concentration. He's always like making fun of people and saying stuff about them. And one in Classic Concentration, there's a woman there and she was trying to make a match and she had just seen whatever it was, the Aloha Hawaii trip, but she chose bar stools anyway. And he goes, those pregnancy hormones are getting to you. You just saw the Hawaii trip 2 seconds ago and you missed it. Like, he's always trolling them. He's always like, he's funny like that. Katie Couric is always, she's so earthy and nice and everybody's sweet and lovely. And yeah, some bullshit.
Yeah. Now when I, because Pluto has Price is Right that they run from the 80s.
I have it now. Yeah, I have it.
That they run from the 80s. And I've been watching it nonstop. I mean, that's the only thing that's been on my TV is Price is Right. I want to see how much the 82 Pinto is. It drives me insane. But when I watch it now, and I should go to hell for saying this, but I think Drew is better than Bob Barker.
I think because you've gotten used to Drew.
I don't know. I had a long time to get used to Bob Barker.
Oh.
But I think Drew moves the game faster than Bob did.
Well, it was a different time. You know, Bob Barker wasn't really that. They didn't have the attention span that we do now, which is, or lack thereof, attention span.
Yeah, good point. But still, Drew moves it quicker. He doesn't let people take their time getting up on stage. You know, Bob had that little bit lackadaisical.
But you can do that then. He was still a big star regardless.
Mm-hmm.
It worked back then. We have a different mentality now. I mean, if you look at Supermarket Sweep, I can still watch the old ones. I'm fine with the old ones. But if you've seen the new ones with Leslie Jones, I mean, she's like full energy. Come on, let's go. Hey, how come you got that name? What are you doing there? Joking, all this kind of stuff, moving stuff around. Okay, here's how the game's going to go. Ready, go. And it's like, and she's yelling at them. She's like, get the inflatable, get the giant teddy bear. Come on, what's taking you so long? Mm-hmm. Like, she really keeps it moving and keeps like, there's no downtime whatsoever. You know, whereas it used to be like an announcer being like, Katie's going through the baby food aisle. Do you think she'll get baby food? Sure. She's getting baby food. It's the baby food aisle.
Where's Katie Couric been for the past couple of years? It's like she just dropped off the face of the earth.
Oh, no. You're going to love this.
Okay.
Okay. And I know this because I interviewed her last year. Okay. I'm going to let you guess. Okay. What is the one thing when you leave a big major thing? What's the one thing that everybody seems to get started doing? Everyone from
podcast.
Yes, exactly. I was going to say my mother to Katie Couric, but there you go. Yes, she's been doing a podcast and she's been trying to be really controversial in her podcast and talk about things she couldn't talk about on the Today Show. And she likes to say the word vagina, you know, stuff like that. So. Mm. Yeah, she's been doing a podcast. I think it's been doing okay. I actually, frankly, didn't really listen to it even after I interviewed her about it. I just didn't care. I didn't really care what she had to say in a podcast. Sorry.
Yeah, because she wasn't even in the talks about, you know, when we read the list of everybody that may be the next host for Jeopardy, she never came up.
No, but you know, that tells you that obviously ABC wants to have a relationship with her. And if she's going to be doing Jeopardy, that probably means she's also going to be doing other things for them on other channels. I mean, on other shows, you know, because she's not just going to work for Jeopardy. She's going to work for ABC. So you're going to see her pop up probably in 2020, you know, all that kind of stuff. Remember now, look at Hoda Kotb. Hoda's everywhere. You know, Hoda just doesn't do the Today Show. She does all the specials. She hosts everything. She was there New Year's Eve. She's on the regular Today Show. She's got her own show afterwards, you know. I mean, the thing about these channels that's really interesting, the reason why you keep seeing Ryan Seacrest over and over and Hoda Kotb over and over and Lester Holt, you know, the same faces over and over, is because they're clean as a whistle. They're not into scandal. They're not doing drugs. They're not sleeping with celebrities. We're never going to find them in a crack den somewhere.
They don't tweet something that's crazy.
They're never going to tweet something. Exactly. They are as safe as anything. I mean, especially after everyone thought Ellen was so safe. Now look what happened with her. So the Ellen audience, you know, needs people to fall in love with. And Katie Couric is, she's never been scandalous. She's perfect for them.
Yeah, I don't like the choice. I really like Ken Jennings for that job. I don't like the choice of
Ken Jennings just had to defend a bunch of tweets.
And that he sent out 10 years ago.
It doesn't matter. That's a thing. You know, it tarnishes your reputation. You know, Katie Couric doesn't have that. She doesn't have to go back and defend anything. She's always been, you know, sweet little Katie, best friend, always says positive things. Like, you know, she's squeaky clean, and that's what they need right now. That's what all channels need right now.
Yeah, see, I'm going to go back to my, if Twitter doesn't pay you, if you don't get a paycheck from Twitter every week, then you shouldn't tweet. Nothing good comes out of Twitter. Nothing.
That's a very good point. Yeah, you know, and it's frustrating because look at how often, like whenever we sign on a new station or something, you know, they want to know what's their Twitter followers. Who cares? Who cares what our Twitter followers? Listen to the show. Do you like it? We have a lot of listeners. That's more important if they're following us on Twitter and Instagram or not.
Right. If you have a thought, I want you to put it out here. I don't want you to put it on Twitter where you don't get paid. You don't get paid a dime, and it could hurt you. I could fight that Twitter could hurt you getting a job in the future more than it could help you.
Yes. You know what? That's a great point. That is a really good point. And that's a point that I would make. Like if a station didn't want to sign on with us because, you know, between us, we only have, you know, 15,000 Twitter followers and that's not enough for them. That's a good argument to make that I don't work for Twitter. Twitter doesn't pay me.
Mm-hmm.
And also there's been so many studies that show that the amount of tweets you put out or the amount of Twitter followers you have zero value, zero. In fact, I have a friend that has a little over 1 million Twitter followers.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked her to promote my book and she got maybe 60 hits on it. And I sold like 2 books. So she's 1 million followers and she sold 2 books.
Yeah, then you got to look at 1 million followers. How many are bots? How many are not real?
It's not even that. It's just Twitter's not that influential. I follow a lot of people on Twitter, but I don't then go buy what they tell me to buy or watch what they tell me to watch. It's all entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you're right. Twitter doesn't pay me.
Nope.
Why should I? I'm making them money. The more I tweet, the more followers I have, the funnier I am, the more, you know, I have one tweet that got like 22,000.
How much did you get paid for it?
Zero. That's my point.
$0.
Right. But it helps Twitter.
Exactly. You're making them content. You're giving them free content every single day. Every thought that you have, you put on Twitter and it gives them stuff.
It's the biggest scam in the world. Facebook, same thing. It is the biggest scam in the world. And companies have to stop asking us what our social media following is. It doesn't matter. It has no influence. Listen to the show. We have more listeners than anyone else. We're the number 40 show in the country. We've only been around since June.
We're number 6 in Uganda.
Right. What's better than that? You know, that has a lot more value than how many people are following us on Twitter. I know this girl that she bought a bunch of her Twitter followers. So if you go, she has 70,000 Twitter followers. But if you look at the engagement, some tweets have 0 likes or retweets.
Mm-hmm.
Most, at the most she'll get is maybe 3 or 5. So it's like, yeah, she's got 70,000 followers, but 0 engagement.
And that's the fight that I had with our old boss all the time because he fought me on social media. But if I'm going to have a thought, I put it out on the air. So thought, get you ratings. You know, we might not have the biggest Twitter following, but you know what? We're number 1.
Right. You were number 12. Now you're number 1.
Twitter's not paying you or not paying me. Ken Jennings would have a job right now if it wasn't for whatever stupid thought he had 10 years ago that he put on Twitter.
Exactly. Just think before you tweet because it's more likely to ruin your life than help your life.